Floating World. Matthew Welch, Deputy Director and Curator of Japanese Art at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
The ukiyo really emerges in Japan in the 17th and 18th centuries, and it suggests, as it's translated in English, a kind of unreal world, the floating world. Previous to this time in Japanese history, the country was torn by wars, the cities were decimated, and so on. The Japanese entered into a period of protracted peace, where they were able to rebuild their cities, they resurrected festivals that hadn't been practiced for a long time, and a remarkable thing happened. A middle class began to emerge in the cities that, you know, had the financial wherewithal to enjoy life to its fullest for the first time. But on the other hand, they were still commoners, so they couldn't hold official high-ranking positions. And so they began to spend their monies on all kinds of entertainments. This would include visiting beautiful women in the licensed pleasure quarters, attending plays at the Kabuki Theater, patronizing restaurants and street fairs, and doing all kinds of things that we might associate with great pleasures even today.